Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got a lot to hit. Weekly segment. He hooks us up every single Thursday, despite being incredibly busy. You know we appreciate him. CBS Sports NFL Insider. The NFL Today. Top CBSSports.com. Jason Lockenfour. What up, Jay? How are you today?
What's going on, gentlemen?
We are good, man. I mean, you've been reporting stuff for a long time now that's beginning to really come to fruition. We'll get to the possibility of big trades. Let's start with the Jay Gruden situation. You've written a few times, it's been out there, that looks like they're going to make a pretty good run at Mike Tomlin. Take us through the circumstances, how likely that is that it might occur. What do you think? How do you think it actually shakes down?
Yeah, I don't think it's out of the question at all. Coaches are traded in this league. John Gruden was traded. Don Shula was traded. We almost had a situation a few years ago where Jim Harbaugh was traded from the 49ers to the Browns. There were certainly conversations about it. Mike Tomlin only signed a one-year extension, which was struck some people as odd. The general manager there, Kevin Colbert, has declined an opportunity to sign an extension to this point. Ben Roethlisberger, he's going to be back next year, but a year older, and is there transition in the air? And where will Mike Tomlin be in January? I don't know the answer to those questions, but I do know that Dan Snyder will give him unlimited funds, resources, and power to take over that organization if he desires it, and he'd be willing to give the Steelers draft pick compensation to try to make that happen. And all of a sudden, after trading up for Devin Bush, and after trading a one for Minka Fitzpatrick and maybe being in transition themselves, maybe that makes sense. It's not a typical Rooney move, but even the Steelers do eventually make changes. So it's something I'll be monitoring very closely.
Yeah, no, but let me back up real quick and before we move on from the Steelers and the Redskins. Why would Kevin Colbert, their general manager, decline an opportunity to get a contract extension? Does he want a different opportunity?
Well, I think he's at a stage, I talked to him about it when I was in Latrobe at training camp, and he's at a stage where he doesn't want to make a commitment he can't fulfill. And he's going year to year with his family in terms of, do I want to do this? Am I ready to retire or do something else entirely? And what he's told people in that building is he feels like he's tied to Ben Roethlisberger, and he'll probably be there as long as Ben is. But it's not like he signed a multi-year extension either. So if there was going to be a natural point for the Steelers to move on from what has been a very successful Tomlin, Roethlisberger, Colbert, trio, the cards may align that way come January.
Yeah, interesting. Who do you think the front runner is in Washington? Could it be Bill Callahan, or will they go young? Because I think ultimately they got to find someone to make Dwayne Haskins right, correct?
Yeah, they really like Kevin O'Connell, who's on their staff now as the offensive coordinator, and it's really going to be his offense now and him working, developing Haskins. They've let a lot of good young quarterback guys get out of that building over the years, and I could see them wanting to keep Kevin O'Connell in terms of whatever staff they put together, whether it's for Mike Tomlin or somebody else. Dan Snyder is a very big proponent of Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles played in that organization. Joe Gibbs has been telling Dan Snyder for years, about what a good coach he thinks Todd Bowles is. And Dan Snyder interviewed Todd Bowles back in the winter after the season about possibly becoming their defensive coordinator. Not Jay Gruden interviewing Todd Bowles, Dan Snyder. And there's some people I talked to at the time who said if Todd wanted that job in January, the head job, it could have been his. So that's someone else I would certainly keep an eye on. In terms of internal candidates, I don't see Bill Callahan being the next guy, but I do know that they like him as an O-line coach, and I think they'll try to keep Kevin O'Connell in that building.
All right, we're talking to Jason Lockenfour, CBS Sports NFL Insider. And, Jay, we see this more and more, the in-season dumping. Once that happens, now the flame really gets cranked up. It's like the green light to start weighing in on which coach is next. And it's not fun, but it's a part of the NFL. Black Monday always yields seven or eight names. It is what it is. Who's next? I mean, who's really on borrowed time? It's got to be Dan Quinn at this point. They're a disaster.
Yeah. That's not a move that owner wants to make in season because he's invested a lot of money on the team and on the coaches. We have four former coaches on that coaching staff. It's not a key coaching staff. He doesn't want to blow it up. He believed in the vision that Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff, the GM, put forward. It's just not happening. It's great in theory. It's not happening in practice. If they lay an egg in Arizona, if they find a way to lose that game, then I suspect that's the end. Otherwise, look at their schedule from week 7 through week 14. It's becoming an inevitability that Dan Quinn won't be their head coach in 2020. I don't know that the change happens in October. I certainly think it happens by December. The question is, does he blow up the whole organization? Is there a new GM as well? That's a difficult spot, guys. They've got half of their cap next year tied up in five players. Half of their cap is five players who aren't going anywhere, and not everybody likes those players as much as they do.
Is there anyone else? Could Doug Marrone be someone else we need to look at come Black Monday or even before?
I don't know about before. Gardner Minshew's progress and Leonard Fournette now getting going on the ground are working well in his favor. No one's going to run away with that division, it doesn't look like. And the quote-unquote best team, a lot of people would tell you, is Houston. I mean, they lost to Houston because they tried a two-point conversion, but they beat the snot out of Houston for most of that game. So they think they'll be in it for a while. I don't know that anything happens there in season. You know, obviously Jason Garrett, high expectations there. He doesn't have a contract beyond this year. You know, there could be there. Carolina's playing great right now, and I think they'll continue to play well. But the owner's going to have to decide, with 1 year left on Ron Rivera's deal, do I want to re-up with this guy for another $40, $45 million? You know what I mean? Or are we going to just maybe go in a different direction? A lot of these guys, first-year coaches, I mean, I think there'll be multiple one-and-dones as well, given the depths that some of these teams appear to be in.
So, well, such as, start dropping names. One and Gase? Is Gase going to be one and done?
Look at you. I don't know who, but I'm just saying the odds are not in a lot of people's favor if they don't step it up a little bit here.
Yeah, speaking of Gase and the Jets, Sam Darnold should be playing this weekend. All indications he's good to go. He's going to be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Although the spleen is at normal size, all the medical tests came back normal. I think, you know, getting that extra week from a conditioning standpoint and just body maintenance standpoint, it can't hurt. I mean, it's not like this guy just had a cold. I mean, it was a pretty big blow to his immune system. You know, they've rigged up some equipment for him that should help secure the area around the spleen just in case. He's ready to play. I mean, it's crazy. He hasn't done much in this system yet, you know?
No.
I mean, a new coach, we haven't seen a ton of Darnold in the preseason. We obviously haven't seen much of him at all in the regular season. So it's a difficult situation. But he's their franchise guy. So let's see if he can, you know, lift up that offense a little bit.
I can't wait to see him start playing. The Jets season begins now, even though it's already over. We're talking to Jason Lock and Forrest, CBS Sports NFL Insider. All right, the possibility of in-season trades. You have been on this for a long time. There's some big names out there. Jalen Ramsey's an obvious one. You floated Von Miller as a possibility. Where are we at? Any new names entering the hopper, and how likely is this stuff to happen?
I do think we'll see some moves. There's just the haves and the have-nots now. It's pretty obvious. It's like baseball. We have all these teams winning 100 games and all these teams losing 100 games. You know, there's 6 to 8 teams that have a real shot at it, and there's 8 teams, basically, who are already out of it. Some of those management teams are a little closer to accepting the reality of their situation than others. Denver won last week. If they string a few more together, maybe they push it to the end. But Chris Harris is not coming back there. I mean, they've got 3 unrestricted free agents who won't be back. I think John Elway makes a couple of trades regardless just to try to secure the future, because let's be real about where they're going this year.
Jay,
Patrick Peterson comes back from his suspension.
Yep.
Where are they really going, you know, and what could they get for him? Because it's clear they need more around Kyler.
Yeah.
And they don't have the draft capital of some of these other teams. Washington with Trent Williams. I mean, if they don't trade him by the deadline, there'll be an outright Sam mutiny in Washington. There is no counter-argument to not trading him, because it's clear he's not going to play for them. And at 32 or whatever he is, he's going to be long gone before they're any good again. You know, and if they trade him, do they trade Ryan Kerrigan as well? That's another name that contending teams are interested in.
Okay. That's interesting.
By the way, when you said Elway, I thought you were going to say that he was going to trade for a GM. Jason?
Yeah, no. They're not trading for GM. Sorry.
We're proud here, man. This is my partner's. Thank you, T. I appreciate the laugh. It wasn't a mercy laugh.
It was humorous. I found it funny. It tickled me. A.J. Green has said he's preparing for anything.
Yeah.
Should we expect him to be going somewhere? I mean, I know he's hurt, so it's hard to trade him. But what's going to happen with him?
Mike Brown's going to have a decision to make. This is not a team that generally entertains the trade market. They're pretty decidedly old school. But he's an unrestricted free agent. He's not going to re-sign there. He's not getting any younger. They're not getting any better. And he's coveted. And if they give teams an opportunity to secure an extension with him as part of the trade talks, I've had multiple GMs tell me they have complete confidence they could get a first-round pick for him. That would seem to make all the sense in the world for them, you know, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen. I mean, they've got the roster that all the contending teams are lusting over because they've got 7 or 8 legitimate trade candidates who have tradable contracts. There's no cap ramifications. They're all over the age of 30 for the most part. They're not going to be there when the Bengals turn it around. And teams are dying to get their hands on them. They can have as much draft capital as Miami by the time the draft comes around if they do the right thing there. But I'm not sure that that's in their makeup, and neither are other teams.
Jay, you know what I wanted to ask you here? And it's still only a little more than a month into the ongoing evaluation of these two young quarterbacks here. But Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota. Winston seems to be getting better. Not really. Further clarity from either organization? How do you think this plays out based on where they are right now?
No, there's no conversations going on in terms of extensions, and I'm not sure that there will be. I think these are, you know, we call them young quarterbacks, but these guys are closer to 30 than 20 now.
Yep.
And, you know, they've got a body of work here, and I think they kind of are who they are. And, you know, Jameis certainly has weeks where under Bruce, you know, the tutelage of Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich, he looks like he's turning the corner. And, you know, the consistency still isn't there, though. And I'm not sure it will be. I mean, Bruce Arians will have a lot to say about that situation because that's his specialty. At the end of the year, they'll be able to size up what else is available and what they think of Jameis and make a decision. But I imagine they get all 16 games, you know, of a sample size of him with BA before they make that decision. Mariota, I kind of feel like that ship has sailed.
Yep.
You know, the owner really likes him, but she wasn't willing to re-up with him, and his play is not going to elevate, I don't believe, to this point, to make that decision for them, to make them do that. Maybe he comes back, you know, on the cheap because there's not a whole lot out there, but them bringing Tannehill in the building was a pretty good indication that they're hedging their bets.
Jason, great stuff. I mean, that is a lot of information. You have to follow Jason on social media. You have to follow him on CBSSports.com. CBS Sports, NFL Insider, NFL Today. I'll see you Sunday morning as always. Good job, Jason. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You got it, buddy. There he is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.